Brought to you by Penguin.
Bittersweet, How Sorrow and Longing Make Us Whole. Written and read by Susan Cain.
In Memory of Leonard Cohen. Epigraph from Leonard Cohen's Anthem. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. From Uwe Wikström, professor in psychology of religion at the University of Uppsala. Gregory the Great, who lived from the year 540 to 604, spoke about compunctio, the holy pain, the grief somebody feels when faced with that which is most beautiful. The bittersweet experience stems from human homelessness in an imperfect world, human consciousness of, and at the same time, a desire for perfection. This inner spiritual void becomes painfully real when faced with beauty. There, between the lost and the desired, the holy tears are formed. Prelude. The Cellist of Sarajevo. One night, I dreamed that I was meeting my friend, a poet named Mariana, in Sarajevo, the city of love. I woke up confused. Sarajevo, a symbol of love? Wasn't Sarajevo the site of one of the bloodiest civil wars of the late 20th century? Then I remembered. Vedran Smailovic, the cellist of Sarajevo. It's May 28, 1992, and Sarajevo is under siege. For centuries, Muslims, Croats, and Serbs have lived together in this city of streetcars and pastry shops, gliding swans in parkland ponds, Ottoman mosques, and Eastern Orthodox cathedrals. A city of three religions, three peoples, yet until recently, no one paid too much attention to who was who. They knew, but they didn't know. They preferred to see one another as neighbors who met for coffee or kebabs, took classes at the same university, sometimes got married, had children. But now, civil war. Men on the hills flanking the city have cut the electricity and water supply. The 1984 Olympic Stadium has burned down, its playing fields turned into makeshift graveyards. The apartment buildings are pockmarked from mortar assaults. The traffic lights are broken. The streets are quiet. The only sound is the crackling of gunfire. Until this moment, when the strains of Albinoni's Adagio in G minor fill the pedestrian street outside a bombed-out bakery. Do you know this music? If not, maybe you should pause and listen to it right now. It's haunting, it's exquisite, it's infinitely sad. Vedran Smailovic, lead cellist of the Sarajevo Opera Orchestra, is playing it in honor of 22 people killed yesterday by a mortar shell as they lined up for bread. Smailovic was nearby when the shell exploded. He helped take care of the wounded. Now he's returned to the scene of the carnage, dressed as if for a night at the opera house, in a formal white shirt and black tails. He sits amidst the rubble on a white plastic chair, his cello propped between his legs. The yearning notes of the adagio float up to the sky. All around him, the rifles fire, the shelling booms, the machine guns crackle. Smailovic keeps on playing. He'll do this for 22 days, one day for each person killed at the bakery. Somehow, the bullets will never touch him. This is a city built in a valley, ringed by mountains from which snipers aim at starving citizens in search of bread. Some people wait for hours to cross the street, then they dart across like hunted deer. But here's a man sitting still in an open square, dressed in concert finery, as if he has all the time in the world. You ask me, am I crazy for playing the cello in a war zone, he says. Why don't you ask them if they're crazy for shelling Sarajevo? His gesture reverberates throughout the city, over the airwaves. Soon, it'll find expression in a novel, a film. But before all that, during the darkest days of the siege, Smailovic will inspire other musicians to take to the streets with their own instruments. They don't play martial music to rouse the troops against the snipers, or pop tunes to lift the people's spirits. They play the Albinoni. The destroyers attack with guns and bombs, and the musicians respond with the most bittersweet music they know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?